Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, folks? This is The Diary. This is your host, Stacy, and I'm here with Lorae. Every Sunday from 3
hey.
To 4. Say hi, man.
Hey.
You're supposed to say hey when I say Lorae.
No, when you say Ray.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, today is Sunday, May 23rd, and it's such a beautiful day in Sacramento. I don't care how fucked up you are. If you go out. Oh, and speaking of fucked up, I changed to from family to adult. So I can say fucked up.
Okay.
And I can say motherfucker, and I can, you know, personally go to sleep at night knowing, you know, nobody.
But you haven't tainted
yet, because I already told you I'm going to say motherfucker.
Okay.
All right, so today's so beautiful. My day started, and see, I haven't even, well, I kind of told you, but
yes.
Today started out so beautiful. It's such a beautiful day, like
it
I said,
is.
Even if you are fucked up. Go outside, spend about 10 minutes, take a walk. And you will feel at least 50% better. And if you live where we live, I got up this morning, the wind was blowing, the willow trees, the little shit was moving, the ducks was quacking and swimming,
yeah.
And they finally fixed our damn fountains, okay? So we got the fountains running. I'm so blessed. And, you know, and when I say I'm blessed, you know, like most Negroes, they say they blessed for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I have such a... You know, and excuse me, Lorae, but I had such a powerful prayer session this morning.
Oh, really?
That it was really powerful to the point where I'm like, oh, I'm ready to go. And things just seem to be different for me.
That's
and when
good.
Things are different for me,
mm-hmm.
Lorae, if you know me and you know me,
mm-hmm.
you've known me for a minute, you know when things are different for me, I take what I have and I make things different for other people. True or false?
True.
True. And you're not just kissing my ass.
Well, maybe a little bit, but yeah.
Why?
That's a joke. I'm a
don't
joke.
Kiss my ass because that's the one thing I don't like. So today on The Diary, we're going to talk about Jessie, my beautiful daughter. We're going to talk about the movie Invictus because I watched it because I got some free pay-per-view and never watched it.
Yeah,
you know what? I'm chilling now because Jessie got a new little thing going on, so Grandma don't have to be there like Grandma used to be there.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking about that. We're talking about my homeboy Dollar I met this weekend. We're talking about the doll test and finishing up with what Anderson Cooper was talking about,
yes.
And just, you know, what we need to do from this point forward.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to talk about my experience with working with black people.
Oh, yeah.
You know, black people are fucked
yes.
up. You know, I mean, we really are. And until we own that fucked upness and say, you know, from this point on, let's figure out what we need to do.
Yes.
Because not only are the kids fucked up, the adults are fucked up. And the old people, they're like, oh, I'm just waiting to die. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm just waiting to die. Even my mom said, you know, it's like, I'm ready to go. I see so much shit, I'm ready to go.
Wow.
You know, black people are pretty fucked up, and we need to get that shit together. So we're going to talk about that and my experience with working with black people
mm-hmm.
and how we need to, our mentality just needs to change. You know, it was designed for us to be fucked up because if we knew how powerful we were as a people, we would own this motherfucker. We would have owned it a long time ago,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Or at least gotten our fair share.
Gotten our fair share, but then you and I, remember we had the fiery-ass discussion
mm-hmm.
what day was that, Friday, when we get drunk together
yes.
on Friday, and it's like, why isn't it Sunday?
Right.
Because we need to be talking about
that's
this
true.
Shit today.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And black people got to get their shit together. It's just pure and simple. And we have some new music. I got some funky, funky beats because today's bass day.
Right on.
You know I love the bass. And, you know, I keep it real. I keep it real for myself because the one thing that pisses me off the most is fake motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody knows Stacy got kindly asked to leave Fireman's Fund in January.
Right.
So I had to pawn my motherfucking Fender bass. And my,
I didn't know that.
You don't love me because if you loved me, you would say, Stacy, where's your bass? Where's your amp?
Or I could have just thought you moved it.
Well, then you asked me.
Moving into different rooms.
Well, then ask me.
Trying to make your business.
Well, my shit is gone, so I'm playing all bass.
Yeah.
But hey, but check it out. Things are better, and I'm going to get my shit back.
Okay, good for you.
On Tuesday or so.
I don't even think pawning. I don't think I've ever pawned anything.
Because you ain't from where I'm from.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Trust fund. Come on now. You ain't from where I'm from.
No, right. I said right.
See,
right.
And I love you because now we can agree on that and not fight about it.
I never did fight
about it. We had a little tiffy about that old shit before.
There was a little bit different to what we were talking about.
When I first got fired, because I was like, Lorraine, don't you talk to me about not having any money. Remember?
Yeah.
When I was nervous?
Yeah.
I'm not nervous no more.
Right, baby. I know. There you go.
So good. So this is the diary, baby. This is, the, you know, what we're talking about. Let me see. Did I finish? Okay, so our music. Who's New? That's one of our songs.
Ooh,
it's all funky bass.
Nice.
Ghetto Bound, which I don't want my people to do,
right.
So I picked that motherfucker on purpose.
Right.
But it's funky.
Yeah, okay.
All right. If at first that's mellow, so when I need to mellow out, once I like maybe cuss you out or somebody.
Yeah.
Else. And then Funk Button. Funk Button.
Funk Button.
Yes.
What is
because
that?
Once
about?
I finally learn how to play my bass, that's the riff I'm going to
play. There you go.
So that's Funk Button. So, let's see. So you have some stuff that we missed, right? That we
I
were
going
to go over.
Yeah.
Are we going to do it now? Let's do it now.
It's up to you.
Yeah, let's go.
It is Lena Horne.
Right.
We wanted to do our shout out to her.
In heaven.
Well, yeah, exactly, because she died. And
she's
her
with my mama now,
watching us. A great woman. I was reviewing some stuff today. Are we going into it right
do
now?
Do it, baby.
Okay. I was reviewing some stuff today just to refresh my mind. It was all there at the beginning when they first announced her death.
Right.
But I hadn't looked at it as much.
And you know you are, you are not prepared. Is that what you're trying to say?
I am prepared. No, I'm just saying that I had to review some stuff
for today.
Okay, yeah, for right now.
Yeah.
I'm
so sorry.
And it's okay. And,
I'm an asshole, right?
Sometimes.
You know what? You were too quick on that. I love that shit. Okay.
No, but she was an amazing woman. She really put things together. She stood for things. She had, abilities to be asked to do things for our servicemen in during the war, and she refused to perform for them because she was performing for the white audience, and then the black audience had to sit beside. Behind the German prisoners of war that we had.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. So she refused to do that. And, she stood for things there.
Right.
She also marched on Washington with everybody right side by side. Amazing, amazing woman. And just, you know, somebody that really opened doors for a lot of people because she could cross those lines a little bit, you
right,
know,
right.
And
she was beautiful, so white people are like, oh, she's not like,
exactly,
she doesn't scare us, right?
Exactly, and her skin was light and everything, but she never rested on that.
Yeah.
She never used that. She actually said, because of this, I'm going to put my foot forward, and she was blacklisted during the Red Scare.
Mm-hmm. I remember that.
Exactly, and just all of those things, and so she was a great, great lady, but also, performer and artist, but she was also a civil rights activist
right.
And really stood for things.
And see, and back in those days, you know, thank God for those kind of people because when you have that kind of stature and the white people accept you like that,
exactly,
it's almost your duty as a black American when you know that there are other black Americans that, you know, they rather spit on and the Katrina type, I mean, we're going forward to today, and the Oprah type motherfuckers. You know, if you know that you have that type of stature and white America's kissing your ass like that, I think personally you almost have a duty to use that to help your black people that are being persecuted every day. And even if it's to their own liking or you were like a lot of us think, oh, you're doing it, I mean, too bad. You know what you're doing.
Yeah.
I mean, even if, you know, I love black people too much to say, oh, they know what they're doing, or they choosing to do. I love black people too much to use that as my excuse for not putting my motherfucking foot forward and breaking my motherfucking neck and making change, just like Lena Horne did back in those days, refusing. Her and Belafonte and all of those people back in the day say, yeah, white people, here I am, but what about all my other motherfuckers that you don't love? You know, I'm going to step my foot forward for those motherfuckers. And that's what we need to do today. And that's what anybody, you know, and we went back to my prayer today. My prayer today told me today that you put your, whatever I bless you with, dumbass Stacy, because you dumb. And if I bless you, it's because I'm blessing you so you can go out and use whatever it is, your flair, your whatever,
right.
you know, to get people to listen to you.
Mm-hmm.
And then let me just do this before we go to our first song.
Let me just say, so she died tonight.
Oh, yeah.
And we just want to say pass on.
And we love her. And she's with my mama because, you know, my mom had that fair look to her, too. You know,
mm-hmm.
you know, you saw pictures of my mom.
Yes.
And my mom always, people always tell my mom she looked like Lena Horne. So,
that's
you know,
true.
For a black woman back in 1950s, 60s, whatever, that was the best compliment you could give her, another black woman. You look like Lena Horne.
Right.
The one black woman
yes.
that everybody
I think
loved.
We talked about that.
Yeah, and your mama too.
My mom has
yeah.
that same.
That fair, that
yeah.
fair nose,
exactly.
that light skin, that those cheeks that,
mm-hmm.
you know, that said you're not one of them typical African niggas, and we like how you look, so we'll accept you more. But what my mama did, and I love her for it, and that's just what she thought she had to do,
mm-hmm.
was put that foundation on. I don't know if that was your mom. But my mama had a beautiful color, just like you and me. But
mm-hmm.
she still, when she went out, very slightly, but she put the shit on because she had freckles.
Oh, yeah. Well,
you know?
No, I should think she her foundation was always the same tone as her.
Yeah, not very much off.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Because they had that beautiful color.
Uh-huh.
But, yes, Lena Horne,
yes.
Mom, she up there with you, baby. I know y'all hating on, don't hate on each other because y'all look just alike. And Lorraine's mama ain't quite there yet.
No, she's not for
thank
a while.
God. And that's what I say with people that have parents. And that's another thing. See, there's so much shit to talk about. John Travolta's wife, so 47
oh, right.
years old.
Yes,
you know, and just in a nutshell, we're going to play
are we
song.
Playing music now?
Yeah, we are. But I want to
okay.
say, you know, is it right, is it wrong? You know, white people think they can do whatever the fuck they want. But I think, personally, you're doing an injustice to your child when you give birth at 47 fucking years old.
Let's talk about that a little bit.
We will when we come back, but I just want to preface
yeah.
it by this, because I'm the youngest of 11 children.
Right.
And back in the poor-ass black family in L.A., wasn't no child support. We were Catholic. Mom and Dad had sex. Somehow I ended up being born.
Right.
And 10 other motherfuckers. But that's not because, you know, I got a brother that's 16 years older than me, and my mom and dad just decided, oh, well, fuck, we lost Rima, so we're going to have Stacy. You know what I'm saying? Because of our culture, that's the way it happens.
Right.
But I think John Travolta's wife is doing a great injustice to that fucking child.
Well,
by the time that child is 10, that woman will be 67 years old. There is no, 57 years old. There's no way she's going to be able to relate to that child.
Uh-huh.
No matter how much money you have, white people, think about your child. My dad died when I was 15 motherfucking years old. My mom lived her course of life, which was her 70s,
mm-hmm.
and I was only 34. But that's how we did it, black people. That's how it was done,
right.
black people. That's our culture. We didn't choose because we lost our sons to some retarded-ass shit. We going to get pregnant and have a baby. That's an injustice to that motherfucking kid. I don't care what anybody says. So this is the diary. And, Stacey, why don't you tell us how you really motherfucking feel? We're going to play Funk Button. This is our first of our four songs that we got for this week. This is a diary, and I think I just scared Ray. So I'm going to have we're going to take a little break, and we'll be back.
We'll be right back.
that was funk button, baby. And I made my co-host pissed off. So she told me I got to come back.
Clarify, that's all.
I got to come back and clarify. This is the diary coming out of Sacramento. This is the talk show for the Association of African American Mad-Ass Single Mothers. Stacy, and this is my co-host, good friend, buddy, pal, and the only motherfucker I can find in Sacramento that will put up with me besides the ones I gave birth to, Lorette. All right, so what I got to clarify, Bruce?
Just you were talking about the whole Kelly Preston, John Travolta situation with the new baby.
And I said the word retarded.
Right, and Jet had some developmental disorders. And I know that you weren't even thinking in that realm. You were talking about a messed up situation, but we do have to be careful about the words that we choose to describe things.
Oh, you're so sweet. That's why I love you.
Well, see,
that's really why I love you.
I want you not to be in trouble for something that you didn't mean in your heart.
I don't want to get in trouble.
You know.
I said, the actions of the parents, I think, are retarded because being the youngest of 11 kids, where it was just natural that you had kids. And you didn't use birth control. Mm-hmm. My parents born in 19, 12, and 23.
Catholic.
And my dad got my mom pregnant. She got pregnant. And that's how it was. And I was the last of 11. And my father, unfortunately, died at only age 65. I was only 15 years old. And maybe if he would have died, you know, maybe if he would have had me when he was 30 instead of 52, you know, I would have had the benefit of really getting to know him. But, you know, and then my mom did the normal course. She was 70-some years old when she died after living a life with diabetes. You know, it was probably normal. She could have got it a little more extra years. My older sister was taking care of her, and, you know, I'm questioning about what the fuck was going on there. But I'm the youngest. You know, I never had a voice. I never had a right to do anything. And that, as a matter of fact, my prayer this morning to my dad was like, why did you just tell me? My fondest memories with my dad was listening to Mystery Theater with him when he come home from work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was the youngest, so I was like 10. He's 62. He died when he was 65.
Oh.
You know, so I loved my dad. I looked just like my dad. You know, but if I was born when he was 33,
then
I would have had more of an experience.
Right.
Now I have to get to know my dad, and my dad was an actor, so I can go online and look at Viva Las Vegas and see my dad. You know, everybody doesn't have that opportunity.
No.
And John Travolta's kid will, but I just think it's an injustice. You should have your parents with you. I don't think parents should make an active decision to bring a life in the world when you know by the time the kid's probably 15 or even 20, your motherfucking ass might be dead.
You see, enough?
And these people are making an active decision because, oh, we lost one, so let's play God like white motherfuckers like to do, and let's bring a kid into the world without even thinking.
And on its face, it looks like that. I love the moral.
And I cry every motherfucking day. I cry every day.
Right.
Because I miss my parents.
Okay.
You know, and they didn't make this active decision like these dumb white motherfuckers. So stop, white people, just doing shit. That's what the fuck is wrong with our country. You want something, and oh, God, we got to fucking do it. That's what's wrong with the ocean. 32 motherfucking days.
Yeah.
And oil is still spilling into our motherfucking ocean.
I know. And that's not even, that's only one part.
You know what I'm saying? And it's white people. It's not black people. You know what I'm saying? Stop the shit.
Yes.
All right.
Take it down.
My window's open. Fuck my window. Ain't none of them motherfuckers gonna come say nothing to me.
Okay. Stacey, and point taken. Very, 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 very true points taken about
You like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I like talking while they're cheering us.
I love you. okay.
Yeah, because it's you know.
All right. But
the audience.
All right. So did you want to say something else? Because I got to go on to the shit I was saying.
If you're good on that, then if you've made your statements in that.
Because I love kids. You know what? I miss my kids.
Now, and we do have to say that we don't know for sure that because of the way that they may have been being more connected to each other, passionate with each other, that they got pregnant by accident. Because
you're too old. No, don't get pregnant.
Because maybe she didn't think she
could. I got pregnant by accident, too. But I was 23, 25,
right.
and 28.
But they've been married for years. They don't use regular birth control.
Maybe
she didn't think she
could. They had no
you
kids
have
from
no.
the time that last
no.
one
you
was
have,
born.
You have no
that.
Idea of the facts.
But think about it. That's
the
promise.
The moral
anybody
question.
Anybody think you were pregnant by
Can
no.
I just make a statement?
Okay.
The moral question that you have is good, but you don't want to get pinpointed as saying
you think John Travolta gives a fuck about what I say?
It's not about that. It's just about that you don't want to be untruthful and unfair to the
audience.
I don't
want to be unfair to kids. That's what's wrong with fucking America. We don't mind being unfair to kids, and that shit needs to stop.
Okay, I agree with that. You're missing my point, so I will
What's
go on
to
the point.
What's your point?
I made it three times. And when you listen to this later, you'll know that I did.
All right. Well,
okay.
We're going to talk about Jesse.
Okay, what about Jesse?
Because I love Jesse.
Actually, I do have another one that we needed to go back.
Who
on.
Is that?
The Rand Paul, but you.
Oh no, I mean we need to talk about that.
Okay,
we can go down my list and then continue on my list next week. So go ahead.
Okay. Well, you know, you were just making a commentary about the whole thing with Rand Paul last week, right?
What was I saying?
You were just talking about how he had.
But not on the show, right? You and me.
I don't remember whether it was
no,
actually
I don't
on
think,
the show.
Because that stupid asshole decides to say that he thinks public, private businesses have the right to discriminate
yes.
on who they hire.
Actually, the quote is, a free society will abide unofficial private discrimination even when that means allowing hate-filled groups to exclude people based on race.
Okay, so good. Do it. Because you know what? This motherfucking country is going to fall apart if we don't realize that it is made of people that are different, okay? White people, you did your little thing. You got your slaves. It built the country. Great. Everything was cool. Then you imported all these motherfucking illegal aliens from down south. Cool. You made you some more money. But now it's time to do shit the right way and to treat other motherfuckers like you want to be treated. And that's why I need to talk about what I need to talk about.
Okay.
Okay, we have laws like the Civil Rights motherfucking Act that came into being when my pimp ass was born.
Well, that's why he wants to do, you know, he's,
you know
he
what?
Believe in the Civil Rights Act, he says.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, and people who defend him say that they're just, that he and his father, that's Ron Paul, who was running for president in 2008, are just constitutionalists.
See?
And believe in a free society so the government has as little control over our everyday lives as possible. But what that translates
what
to for us, what that translates to for us is don't do anything to help anybody out. We'll all just take care of it. And we know how that works.
Okay,
and they got
wait.
To do whatever they
wait.
Wanted to do.
We have the motherfucking Civil Rights Act.
Yeah,
and they discriminate like hell.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. Okay. Okay, people.
Exactly.
All right, black people.
With.
Okay, see, you know what?
This is all that tea party.
I'm not going
to
have a problem.
You
Come
know,
me personally,
to.
Me personally,
yeah.
I'm not going to have a problem because I know I can depend on a motherfucking whatever to give me a job. So I've designed my life now to where I've decided that I'm going to make work instead of a lookup for work.
Right. I've
so
been
black
doing that
people,
for years. It's a way, great way
we're
to
not talking
live.
About you. You better stop it. We're trying to get to a point right now.
I said, yes, I agree with you.
You agree.
I agree. And as an example of somebody who else who's done it besides you, I just said, I agree with you. I've been doing
sorry.
That
I'm
for
asshole.
Years.
Confirm. I'm an asshole. Okay, but, you know, black people, you need to realize that yourself. So
yes.
I'm here to say that everything I do this whole stupid shit, and I do it for black people. I don't do it for Stacey because for Stacey, 20 and 18, and that signifies the ages of my children, which means I can really not give a fuck about them anymore if I really don't want to. But I do this because I give a fuck about all the young little motherfuckers out there that don't nobody give a fuck about, and everybody just points at it as bad and bad and bad, so we're going to go over the doll test, and we're going to figure out what to do.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about Jesse. And see, we're going to take a break right now because I have to talk
cool.
about Jesse. I have to talk about the movie Invictus with Morgan Freeman's ass. And somebody filled my black ass in. Was he ever nominated for any awards for that movie, please say? And then the blind side wins as opposed to anything for, and God bless Clint Eastwood. Did you see that movie? Black people need to see that movie, as a matter of fact.
What movie?
Invictus.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what?
No, I said, oh, yeah, you were just saying that.
Okay, so when we come back, we're going to play something funky and mellow. We're going to play Ghetto Bomb, because that's where all you motherfuckers is going to end up if you don't figure it out. And that's exactly where America wants you to be, and your mindset has to change. Everything has to change. And we ain't talking about killing up people and joining no militias and shit. We talking about getting educated, figuring out how to be entrepreneurs. This is a motherfucking America. With the internet, you can make money all across this motherfucking country. Black people need to figure that motherfucking shit out. And I'm not going to say it. Stop saying motherfucker, because I really like that word.
I know. I was just going to say
it. I'm not going to stop saying it, because my son Freddie loves it when I say bitch, especially when I call a dude a bitch and when I say motherfucker. So I'm not going to stop, you know, because black people need to wake their ass up.
Right.
They need to wait, and this is where they're going to be, is ghetto bound. If they don't wake their ass up and get together.
Okay.
I got to talk about Jesse, because I'm so happy to be alive in this time and space. And I'm so happy that I had my kids when I did.
That,
because I can be really involved in what they're doing.
And
they keep me alive.
Jesse,
and I'm going to talk about Jesse.
Right?
I'm going to talk about the dog test. I'm going to talk about my Negro, Mr. Dollar. I'm going to talk about working with black people. And this is Ghetto Bound, where y'all niggas going to be if you don't listen up, help each other, and figure your shit out. Shit, that makes the ghetto sound pretty damn good. I don't know about you.
No, I thought that was great.
Yeah, but the ghetto ain't good. So, all right, let's get to talking about the shit we're supposed to be talking about. And
okay.
Raising, indulging me, this is the diary. We come out of SAC every Sunday from 3 to 4. And, you know, we good. Today is a beautiful day in Sacramento. And first of all, I want to talk about my day today, because I love my kids.
Well, before you do that.
Oh, no, before I do that.
Just the call-in number,
hey,
honey.
You always do
9-7-8-8-9-9-9-4-6. Call us.
Ain't nobody calling us, because they scared I might cut them out. Like somebody cussed me out and called me 15.
Okay, no, go.
I didn't tell you about that. But
yeah, but go back to your daughter.
All right,
I
going back to my daughter.
Tracking.
You know, I love my daughter, and I'm so happy. Unlike my mom, you know. I always thought the Johnson family was a business. You know, my mom had 11 kids and shit. Go to school, shut your mouth. When you can talk when you're 18, and when you're 18, take your ass to school, get a damn degree, and get the hell out of here.
God.
In between time. And don't cause me no trouble in between.
We're still like,
none of that shit.
Uh-huh.
Willie Thomas Johnson, that was the only Negro that was given, and that was our daddy. And for me, he died when he was 15, so I was left with my crazy-ass, sick-ass mama when I was 15. Okay, anyway, but in my family, it's totally opposite because I saw these beautiful kids. First of all, I never thought I was ever very cute, and then all of a sudden I started popping out these cute-ass kids. And I'm like, oh, my God, they're so cute. So just that alone made you want to take care of them. I mean, look how precious Jessica is.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, me and all my kids have very good relationships. I've always kept it real. You know, my boys, I've always treated them like I'm the mother of a boy. You're not a sister. Okay, so as far as Jesse, my day started off with 3:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
My phone rings.
Oh.
And it says it's from my daughter, Jessica. So I pick up the phone because, you know, I'm the matriarch of the family. So if anything ever goes down, I'm the only motherfucker everybody's going to call. So I'm like, oh, my God, what happened? And preface that, the love of Jessica's life moved to Sacramento after they've been going back and forth, breaking up, getting back together, maybe the last year and a half.
Like a soap opera.
Like a soap opera. But I love this guy, Rodney. That's I love him. You know, they got to know each other the right way, unlike Jessica with Elijah's dad, not the same dude. I love Rodney, and I'm thinking, oh, shit, they already fighting. God damn it, here we go.
No,
but when I pick up the phone, what do I get?
What?
What's your birthday? I'm like, Elijah? Oh, where's the mama? Elijah, this is Ghana. Get the mama. Get the mama, Papa. Get the mama. Where's the mama? So I figured, you know, he just got here Friday. They having a good time, whatever. Elijah love, everybody love. So I hang up. I call back thinking the mama's going to answer. Ring, ring. It's Elijah. Elijah, baby. It's Gammy. It's 3:30 in the morning. Why are you calling Gammy? So I'm calling back. Long story short, no problem. Elijah calling everybody that night, not only with my phone, with Rodney's phone, but me, I'm like, Jess, you know, I'm like the straight-laced mom. Look, if he would have called anybody else, haters out there in the motherfucking world, they know you about to get married. You know, everything going great for you. If he would have called anybody else, who knows, haters out there, you might have been in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so me and her, of course, Jessica being the Capricorn that she is, bumping head with the Sagittarius that I am, you know, we had a little tiff-tiff. So, blah, 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 long story short, she comes over, and we're switching cars, and immediately she comes to the house. Just that's great, because, mommy, you hurt my feelings. And I'm like, yes, baby girl, I'm trying to let you know as I'm your mom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I came, I said, hey, Jess, you heard this song? I'm like, I want her to know I'm not mad at her because she cussed me out, basically.
Right.
You know, I'm your mom. You know, it's my job to cuss me out. I know you Capricorn, and you're my daughter. I know you're going to cuss me out as soon as I try to tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
But that's my job as your mama. But also my job as your mama is to let you know there's haters out there in the motherfucking world. Regardless, you are happy. Everybody's happy. Let me tell you how it should be. So, you know, and me and her, we're very close, unlike me and my mom.
Mm-hmm.
We're very close. So, you know, I'm like, why are you crying? Because you hurt my feelings. And I'm like, well, you hurt my feelings too. And let me tell you, as your mom, I'm letting you know, as your mom, this is what I'm letting you know. And I love it because I have an opportunity to be in her life when my mom wasn't in my life when I was 22, 23. My mom didn't want to have shit to do with no more kids or me or nobody else.
Uh-huh.
You know, at that age. But I'm so lucky. The opportunity to be in her life. This guy is here. They're getting married. Everything's, you know, they're trying to work it out.
Right.
And I'm like, my mom, I'm going to help her make it work because my shit didn't work. Because if there would have been somebody in the background saying, Stacey, you know, you married this dumb motherfucker, first of all. But Rodney's not dumb.
Right.
You know, he's got a lot going for him. And you know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's
very
me and
nice,
Jesse, and I love that.
I wish they had duplicates of that.
You know, and he's
attitude.
So handsome and so ebony and ivory. And, you know, and Elijah should have that, you know. And it's just beautiful. I love it.
Ebony and ivory. You mean because
and he's very dark.
Oh, no, because it sounds like you're saying black, white. I was like, who's white?
No, but I'm in black.
Okay.
That's my daughter. Ain't nobody white.
Okay.
Anyway. So we're going to talk about that. All right, so that's
okay.
Jesse. And I love Jesse, and everything's going to work out great. But, you know, just the fact that I'm able to connect with her in that way.
Woman to woman.
Woman to woman and mother to daughter to where, you know, at the end of the eighth day,
uh-huh.
we figured it out,
right.
you know. And, okay, let's go over Dollar, because I didn't tell you this conversation I had over this weekend.
Okay.
So I let my daughter have my car the last couple of days. So it's good for me to walk. So I walked up, you know, to where we know we can walk by the Shell station and all tons of food up there. So I walked up there.
Right.
And ran into African-American man, right, walking, you know. And he said, hey, I like your dress. So I was like, oh, hey, so me, you know, me and my big-ass mouth. We're talking, having a good conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know.
You're walking along.
I'm walking along. And something your ass wouldn't do. I already know. But I had a conversation. And he's a black man, just like my son, you know. And to let you know, on the way up there,
mm-hmm.
even black people have a fear of other black people.
Of course.
And I'm a female. Of course. Look, of course.
Of course.
And I'm
a
female.
First.
But
yeah,
you know what I said, because I know I got a different mission than
mm-hmm.
you. And I can't walk up to a black male knowing my mission is to help these guys get through their life and be scared of them.
Okay.
And so all the way walking up to him, I'm praying to God. I'm like, either let me be able to fuck this motherfucker up or I'm really fast.
Mm-hmm.
And so the first thing he said to me, hey, I like your dress. And I'm like, hey, yes, you know, thank you. And you know, and he's talking, and he automatically just shared his little personal life with
mm-hmm.
me. And I said, well, why don't you do me a favor? I said, please do me a favor. I said, you know you're a target out here in this world. I said, why don't you just clean yourself up? Just shave up your beard. You can have a beard. My 16-year-old son has a beard, but he keeps it very clean. So you don't look like the typical motherfucker out here, because you have a target on your back here in Sacramento. It's unfortunate. I said, because they're ignorant, boo.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have nothing to do with who you are or what you are.
Mm-hmm.
I said, they only have something to do with the fact that they're ignorant. And they see you scruffy looking, pants
mm-hmm.
hanging, blah, 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 blah. And they just assume you're up to no good and they fuck with you. And so I left, all right, on the way back, raining like hell. I got drenched and shit, but I felt good about having a conversation with him.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've always been able to have a conversation with other black men other than my two old badass sons. They're
right.
only two little motherfuckers that don't want to listen. But all their friends, everybody else does. So, happy to say, now that was Friday. This is Saturday. I walked back to the store. I'm going to Subway, getting something to eat. Give me, you know, a little adult beverage. Walk back.
Mm-hmm.
See him again. Guess what? He is cleaned up. He is shaved up. We had a conversation. He said, I talked to my wife, and she was so happy. He said, sure, I got my little button-up shirt, Miss Stacy, and we went out, and I felt good, and my wife felt good, blah, 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 right?
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm motherfucking saying? Because they will listen to you. And I didn't know him from Adam.
That's great.
But I was, first of all, I wasn't
uh-huh.
scared to talk to the little motherfucker.
Uh-huh.
Okay? I got a calling. This is what I'm supposed to do.
Okay.
Okay? And he listened. Less than 24 motherfucking hours. It was like, I said, you cleaned yourself up. And he was like, he was smiling. I was like, thank you, thank you. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I let him know that that was very important, not only
mm-hmm.
to me, a motherfucker that don't know him from Adam. I said, tell all your brothers. I said, tell your brothers, because you're a fucking target out there in the street. You're a motherfucking target just because the motherfuckers are stupid, okay, because they're ignorant. You have to do this shit. You have to do it. You have to do it for yourself. You have to do it for me. You have to do it for all these little young little motherfuckers out there that they just fuck with. Tell them, just look different, because you know what? Unfortunately, all these cops and shit, they're ignorant. They go by
mm-hmm.
what they see.
Mm-hmm.
If you are just like me, I'm just like you because I got dread. But I stand up to the motherfuckers and I let them know, no, not me. And that's what you have to do. But as a black, you got to look clean.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is a diary. We'll be
right
back.
On.
I'm playing Who's New, baby. And that little young black motherfucker was new as of today.
That one for me, not over.
No, I ain't gonna play it for you. You go to the website. So you have them under our blog because we put them all on our website now.
Okay.
So go to the website. Any of the songs we ever play, we'll up. You know, you can download them from our website at www.aasm.org. The Association of African American Single Mothers.
Very cool.
Very cool. So yeah, that was good. That was Who's New, and my young brother was new, and that's how we gonna do it. We got to do it because you know he was so receptive, and I just love it because he was smiling, feeling good about himself. And if you can get the black man to do that, I mean, you can get him to do any motherfucking thing. And he was like, "Well, his wife said, well, why didn't he listen when I tell you? Because it ain't young baby Stace telling him. You know what I'm saying? Because he knows. I don't know him from Adam, and I'm telling him.
Right.
That confirms what his mama." What his wife, what his everything,
sometimes
has always been telling
him. Away from the
you know,
situation.
It does. So that's why we're here. So I want to quickly talk about the movie Invictus, which is a movie about, what's the white boy? Because I know you know who he was. What's his name that was in the movie? All I know is the black man, Morgan Freeman.
Matt Damon.
Yes, I knew my boo knew the white boy.
I know them all.
Baby.
No actor.
I know. Okay.
I know Morgan Freeman, too.
I know. You better. Okay, Matt Damon and Morgan Freeman were in that movie. Okay. So, just long story short, you know, I think that movie, more than anything, it made me feel very, it inspired me.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, because it was based on a true story, it was real, you know, everything real happened. I was like, is this shit real? Only thing I seen that wasn't real was that motherfucking airplane flying all and saying, oh, good luck and shit. I think that was the only thing that was just dramatic, added to it. But basically, you know, Morgan Freeman, we said that he wasn't nominated, and I don't believe that he or Matt Damon won anything for that award, but it's a travesty that they didn't, because that movie is very inspirational. To the point where, you know, I think it's very important that a leader, in order to be an effective leader, in order to be a very compassionate leader, is what, I mean, a leader should be compassionate.
And you're talking about Mandela?
Yeah, Mandela. I mean, that's what the movie's about.
Right.
How he inspired this team to win the World Cup.
It was a what kind of team?
Rugby.
Rugby.
And those are some bad motherfuckers, because that's football without the patch.
Oh, yeah, we used to play it up at my college, my alma mater, baby.
Rugby
team. We were champions.
Well, you have to be a tough motherfucker.
Hell yeah. Oh, and these guys were. They're huge.
Yeah. Okay. So that was a great movie, but it was very inspiring. But more than that, I took away from it the fact that in order to be unlike our country, see, our country is comprised of a bunch of so-called, quote, leaders that are a bunch of motherfuckers that aren't really unlike our president, which is a beautiful thing. And maybe now, you know, of course, America's at a brink and at a crazy point. But the majority up until today, the majority of the leadership have been elite motherfuckers that really don't know what you and me, even you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and you're a more fortunate black American than the majority of the black Americans I grew up with off 48th Street and Western. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That Mandela was a motherfucker that was in prison and knew exactly the struggles of his people.
Absolutely.
And so for him to, I mean, that movie just showed that, first of all, his leadership was paramount in the fact that He didn't just ignore the needs of the people that imprisoned him. He didn't ignore the desires of the people that did him wrong.
Right.
You know what I mean? And it's like their biggest fear, like white Americans today, their biggest fear is that Obama is going to enact some bullshit that will give them back exactly what they motherfucking
right.
deserve.
And that's just not the point.
And that's just not the point. And that was Mandela's whole thing with keeping the shot box or whatever the motherfucking name of that. Because they were the black people were like, oh, we changing the name. Because through their history,
mm-hmm.
that rugby team had meant it was a symbol of apartheid.
Right.
So the black
Absolutely.
People always voted against them motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm.
And they were ready. As soon as Mandela became president, they were like, fuck that. We getting rid of that. Here's a new color. Here's a new name. Fuck these motherfuckers. And Mandela was like, no. If we want to keep the people,
mm-hmm.
we've got to keep what the people endure. We got to make important what the people think are important. And
mm-hmm.
in order to win these white people over,
right.
we have to show them that we, even though they all fucked up and they fucked us over, we still value what they value. That's a real motherfucking leader. I don't give a fuck what you say. And I don't give a fuck what happened after that, and I don't really know, and I'm going to study starting tomorrow on his life.
Oh,
but that's a motherfucking leader that can say that shit
mm-hmm.
after sitting his ass. And see, that's what I know. Something about my life is something. There's something there because I was born in 1964.
Okay.
That's when the Civil Rights Act was enacted.
Mm-hmm.
That's when Mandela's ass was in prison. There's something about that motherfucking year that God just blesses that year. And I'm taking that year and I'm riding with that motherfucker because that's the year that I was born and I barely got in there. December 16th. You know what I mean?
Well, you wouldn't have been that bad off in 65 where I
wasn't born in 64. But you know,
mm-hmm.
girl. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
There's something about that. You know, it's something about that man, and I thank God that he's still alive, and I pray and I hope that I have an opportunity to talk to him while he's still alive. For that man to have that compassion
mm-hmm.
to tell those people, and it worked. It worked. It's not like it didn't motherfucking work.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it worked.
And there's more. There's so much more.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
and that's what America needs to fucking learn. Quit trying to squash the history and the memory and the everything of the people that you know you fucked over. You fucked them over. They didn't fuck over
mm-hmm.
themselves. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So quit trying to oppress the reality of all the fucked up shit that you've done.
Mm-hmm.
Because Mandela could have done that same shit and fucked them people over. And that was them white people's biggest fear.
Always
watch that motherfucking movie.
Okay.
Watch the movie.
I will.
All right? So I need to get mellow. Okay? So I got my mellow beat. And I'm going to play it. If at first motherfuckers would take into account the suffering and the realities of other people,
mm-hmm.
and that's what has to happen in America. Everybody white, everybody black needs to watch that motherfucking movie. And it's a travesty here in America that Morgan Freeman and Clint Eastwood didn't win for that motherfucking movie. That just shows that whatever's at the root of America,
uh-huh.
they're so motherfucking scared to let reality
yeah.
hit.
Yeah.
You know, that's all
Absolutely.
That shit is. That's all it is. But you know what?
What?
God requires justice. White man ain't bigger than God. Here we
uh-huh.
go. At what? What's it called, baby? If at first white people treated people like they were supposed to, we'd be good. But you like white people a lot. You like them more than I do.
Of course.
Why?
Thank you.
if at first I was nice, then right now I wouldn't be pissed. This is a diary. This is me and Ray.
Is that a riddle?
This is a riddle. God, oh, shit. It's the end of the show, damn near, with 8 minutes to go. All right, working with black people, I wanted to comment on that. Is there something because I talk so much shit, talking shit takes up time.
Yeah.
Oh, and I want to recommend an album, black music, because you know what? In my opinion, we should only sponsor and support that black music that talks about the things that real black music always talked about, which was togetherness and love and getting through some struggle and getting together, not hoes and bitches and all that type of shit.
That's why you need to play my dad's jazz.
You know, but uploading your dad's shit is so much harder than just getting this free stuff.
I don't know.
Tell your dad, I love him. You know what I'm saying? I love him.
But I hope that you listen.
I will. We're going to upload your dad's shit.
There you go.
You know, we're going to upload my dad's shit. I want to recommend Corinne Bailey Ray. Her new shit.
Oh, my God, I love her.
Yes.
She's gorgeous.
Her new shit, since her husband passed away when she made this new shit, but it rocks. It rocks. It rocks. Rock. Pre-show rocking.
So funny, I had that same program, though.
Rock.
Corinne Bailey Ray.
I played that because I know your ass show up 5 minutes before showtime, so I'm like, well, let me play her.
Mm-hmm.
Get my little pre-show groove on.
See how good I am even though I show up late.
That's why I love you. So, yeah, listen to that shit. Listen. Get Rhapsody. It's only $10 a month. You download all the music you can listen to. Your eardrums would bleed because you have so much music to listen to, and it's free and you're not stealing.
That is great.
And you're paying the artist, and I, anyway. So listen to that, and let me see what else. Working with black people. Okay, black people, you need to get your shit together. If you don't have a business license, don't string me along and act like you do. All you can be.
I hear you've had some hardships lately.
You can be a handyman. It's all good. You don't need a license for that, so don't bullshit me. Don't call me. I love black people, and most people that need to listen to me need to know one thing. I don't really give a fuck about what 99.9% of the people on this earth think about me, what I say, what I do. I have a personal relationship with that nigga up above, and I don't worry about anybody else. There are people that I can count on my left hand, and there's five fingers that I thank God that I still have, and there are five people pretty much that I give a shit about, and we know who they are, and you know who you are, so don't call me leaving me some old bullshit on my voicemail, email, because I don't give a fuck, and if you woman, man, beast enough to leave me the shit, let me holler back at you. Don't do it restricted, private, like a little bitch.
This kind of stuff's been happening.
I didn't tell you.
You seem a little angry.
So I'm not angry. I'm just trying to let you know.
Guidelines.
I don't give a fuck about that shit.
Right.
You know, anything I say, you know who I am. You know where I am. You know what I am.
Exactly.
Say the shit to me like a motherfucking man or woman, a beast, whatever the fuck you are. And that's about it.
You know, we never did get to touch on the just so that people know we're not forgetting about Anderson Cooper and his.
Oh my God!
Let's not do that. So we'll do that next week.
No, we got 3 minutes. No, because we're going to continue. No, we do because our close music ends in 2 minutes. Three minutes, and I'm gonna do it now. We'll do that next week. But dog tag, because we gotta continue.
Go.
On the show page, a lot of shit to talk about.
All right, go.
Dog tag. Long story short, young children will believe whatever's in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
As young children, they will assume good or bad based on their experience. If they are white children, they will assume that everything white is good. If they are black children, they will assume based on their experience. The difference between black and white children is that for white children, they also incorporate what they see. And everything, unfortunately, in America, they see related to black children, families, is negative. So it's the natural inclination for white children, unless they are told otherwise, which is the responsibility of their parents, to tell them otherwise. Although you see this on TV, all black people, Hispanics, all whatever, are not this way, the white child would assume that it is exactly that way. We as black families, some of us take a role on to educate our children, to let them know just because we want them to have pride in who they are, what they see on TV is not what is true.
Mm-hmm.
We talk to them, so we don't necessarily have as much of a bias, but those parents that do not talk to their children, those are the kids that have that bias, that don't have a self-respect, a self-love for themselves. So it's a responsibility of black families, black mothers, to reinforce. No matter what you see on TV, black child, no matter what your teacher tells you, black child, you are the most beautiful thing out there. And as me, I've always told my kids, you know, God chose Africa to start creation, and you are part of Africa. So, baby, what's that mean to me and to you? That you are God's chosen little black being, because he put gold in Africa. He put silver in Africa. He put diamonds in Africa, baby, and he put your blood in Africa. This is the diary, baby. We love you. We love you. We love you. We love you. I can't say that shit. No, I love you like I love my kids, Black America. Have a wonderful week. We love you. We're thinking about you. And look about Thursday, because, you know, white people fuck up so much. We don't know what we out until Saturday. We love you. Look for that shit on Saturday and have a wonderful week.
Tomorrow, pull off, stay to register a vote.
Oh, shit. God bless you. Bye.
And I like the Invictus stuff. I gotta watch the movie now because
you have to.
You don't even know about me and the.
Oh, I know about you. Why don't I know about you? You're my damn friend.
Hey, you're gonna hear it. I'm gonna talk to you about it after
you?
The show's over.
And if I can't retard, don't talk about the retards.
I'm just trying to keep it good, keep it positive the way that you want it to be. I don't want people to have to focus on you and any kind of negativity. Where they nitpick little words that you use, you don't.
That's America.
That's
America.
Not in your heart. I want people to see what's really in your heart, not be obscure.
Ain't nobody gonna see what's in my heart unless they actually know me.
Well, but
you're
on the radio and you can convey certain things. You want to convey positive action and. You're doing it. Well,
thank you, Mom.
I don't want you to get hung up on some stupid word that you chose poorly.
I'm off the hook.
That's
kids
awesome.
Say safety, you're completely off the hook.
That's what I'm here for. I'm your producer.
Guardian
sidekick. And I try to save your ass.
Is that what you're trying to do?
Exactly.
Is that what you're trying to do?
Covering your ass.
So we're taking our pictures, right?
Right.
We're going to take our pictures?
We're going to take our pictures.
You're not
going
to be all scary?
I'm going to be a little scary.
Take your
ass.
Oh,
there
okay,
you go.
Good. All right.